Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
California and more than 20 other states are suing the Trump administration over its plans to suspend food assistance money for low-income people starting on Saturday because of the government shutdown. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says the money is still there to fund the SNAP program, which the government has to legally use even with the shutdown still in effect.
Our state agencies have been left to hold the bag. State agencies are required to continue operating our SNAP programs even when the federal government has suspended benefits. That means with little notice, our states have to continue processing applications, knowing the applicants won't receive the benefits they're applying for. We've had to spend our limited resources on creating urgent new messaging campaigns and delivering the terrible news to families that they won't get the help they need to buy groceries come November.
SNAP is known as CalFresh here. About 5.5 million people in the state rely on the benefits to buy groceries. We've got more now on one pizza restaurant that is dishing up a bit of generosity to South Bay families bracing for possible delays in federal food assistance. KCBS's Shannon Golden with that story from San Jose.
Around 2 million of the state's 5.5 million CalFresh users are children, and come November 1st, the benefits they rely on will be delayed as a result of the ongoing government shutdown.
Everybody needs help sometimes.
That's why husband and wife Al and Deanna Valores, co-owners of Tony and Alba's Pizza and Pasta, have started offering free meals for kids whose parents bring in their SNAP cards.
The kids, they're happy. They're just with their family. They don't know what's going on, but they do appreciate when they see that there's somebody that takes an interest in them and shows them some compassion or love. They'll remember that.
They'll get a pizza or pasta, fruit and veggies, and parents can get a discounted meal. Al says it's the least they could do for a community that's given so much to them.
Any restaurant could do this. It's not, I say that Mother Teresa say you don't have to do great things, just do little things with great love, and that's all you have to do.
This generosity has started a movement in the Bay Area, and now other restaurants are providing similar offers. In San Jose, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
More than three decades in the making, a major seismic renovation on the Golden Gate Bridge is one step closer to completion. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from the Golden Gate Bridge, where the final phase of construction is set to get underway.
If a major earthquake hit San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge would still be standing, but it wouldn't necessarily be usable. This final stage of earthquake retrofit aims to change that. Paolo Kosolich Schwartz is with the Golden Gate Bridge District.
There's no really easy alternate route especially after an earthquake. There's no guarantee that the other bridges in the bay are open. It's about a 40-mile detour between Marin and San Francisco to get those supplies and emergency responders into the city.
The work will start next year. It'll take a decade to complete and cost about $1 billion. Both approaches as well as the Anchorage housings have already been fully retrofitted. This project launching in the aftermath of Loma Prieta.
We conducted a full-scale assessment of the bridge's vulnerability after a major earthquake and found that we had some work to do.
Consulate Schwartz says the traffic impacts will be essentially the same as they've been during the construction of the Golden Gate Bridge suicide deterrent system.
Overnight lane closures Monday through Friday between about 9 p.m. and 5 a.m.
At the Golden Gate Bridge, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
The CEO of Waymo has a bold prediction. The public will eventually be okay with a fatal crash caused by self-driving robotaxis. KCBS's Matt Bigler explains.
Speaking at the TechCrunch Disrupt conference in San Francisco, Waymo co-CEO Takedra Mawakana was asked if society will accept a traffic death caused by a robot.
I think that society will.
She said a deadly crash is a matter of when, not whether, and it's something that they think about constantly in a company where safety first is part of their culture.
I think the challenge for us is making sure that society has a high enough bar on safety that companies are held to. And so companies should be transparent about their safety record.
Mawakana expressed confidence that as long as robotaxis significantly reduce overall traffic fatalities, a single crash won't derail the technology. Waymo has been involved in at least one fatal traffic death, although the investigation into the multi-car pileup in San Francisco earlier this year found that humans were at fault. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
The debate over a plan to create a massive new California city shows no signs of calming. KCBS's Jack Ferris has more on a heated meeting in Solano County involving California Forever's enormous annexation plan.
California Forever is an amalgamation of people looking to develop a large area of unincorporated Solano County near Sassoon City and eventually support some 400,000 people there on about 18,000 acres. Then their plan is to have Sassoon City annex the new outcropping, essentially blowing up the city of 30,000. Last night, a meeting was held to gather community thoughts and ideas, and Sassoon City resident Andrew Russo isn't so sure.
There's nothing the city will get out of it. It will destroy the character of this community.
That's from CBS 13 in Sacramento. Brett Prebula is the city manager. He feels like the people behind California Forever deserve to be heard out.
I want everyone to just give us the opportunity to explore what this could be instead of villainizing what it might be. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the data will tell us whether we should or shouldn't do this.
There's plenty of red tape and runway on this project, with Sassoon City Council set to vote on this annexation proposal after an expected 2-year city planning process. Then Solano County will ultimately have the final say. In San Francisco, Jack Ferris, KCBS.
San Jose's new affordable housing development will prioritize artists in the application process. Here's KCBS's Rebecca Gudion with more.
It's called the Gateway Tower, and it's part of San Jose's downtown renaissance.
This new tower will serve as a gateway kind of along the southern edge of downtown.
That's District 3 Councilmember Anthony Tordillos, who represents the area. The Gateway Tower project is expected to break ground in early 2026 and should be completed by 2028 on the south end of Market Street, right in the middle of San Jose's SOFA Arts District.
We have a lot of our arts organizations really headquartered in the SOFA District, so it seemed like the perfect place to introduce this trial run of affordable housing dedicated for artists.
The building will be 100% affordable workforce housing with the 220 units reserved for low and middle income tenants. The idea to set aside some of those units for artists came from Tordillo's office.
Just based on feedback, talking with local artists and arts organizations about some of the struggles that the cost of living poses to making sure that we can keep a vibrant arts scene here in San Jose.
Rebecca Gudion, KCBS.
90,000 Bay Area residents are about to lose their SNAP benefits. As KCBS's David Welch reports, food banks across the Bay are bracing for November 1st.
A lack of funds due to the federal shutdown means next month's SNAP benefits won't go through. That leaves a lot of Bay Area families scrambling, and many of them are turning to food banks.
Yes, we are getting calls, and we are very concerned about what our participants will be experiencing on November 1.
Tanis Crosby is the executive director of the San Francisco Marin Food Bank. She says increased demand only means they're stepping up their efforts.
Food insecurity was already at record highs, and that was before the enduring impacts of inflation. That was before this government shutdown crisis.
She says local governments are filling in some of those gaps, but as the shutdown drags on, organizations like hers will need more help.
Most of what we do is powered by individual donors.
And she says even when the government opens up again, an overall reduction in benefits means demand will still remain sky high.
This is about all hands on deck.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
With Election Day a week away, five Southern and Central California counties are expected to have monitors and observers from both the state as well as the Federal Department of Justice. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports it comes as one campaign makes an unusual appeal to supporters.
California voters will decide on the Prop 50 redistricting measure, and the DOJ says it's sending monitors to ensure the election is safe, secure, and that eligible voters have the right to vote. Attorney General Rob Bonta says California will send its own observers for added oversight of those monitors.
They can observe as long as they don't interfere with the voting process or poll workers or the counting process.
But come election night, neither side may have all that much to do, says Claremont McKenna professor of politics Jack Pitney.
In the end, it's not going to make any practical difference because more than 90% of the vote is likely to be cast before Election Day by mail.
Meanwhile, Governor Newsom emailing supporters with a message of don't donate. With the Yes campaign outraising the No by a more than 3-to-1 margin, Newsom says it's reached its fundraising goal. Pitney says that's all about avoiding donor fatigue.
He's going to hit up these same people for contributions in the months ahead for campaigns for Congress, for the state legislature, and he wants the donors not to think that they've been tapped out.
Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Instead of tossing your kids' old Halloween costumes this weekend, there's a plea from the San Francisco Public Library to hold on to them a little longer. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has more.
Those costumes may not fit your little one for another Halloween, or they may have decided they no longer like dinosaurs.
This taste of the likes of children is very finicky, and so we were hoping that this could be a useful tool for some parents who maybe don't want to alleviate some of that stress of having to buy a costume.
Elizabeth Perez is acting branch manager of the Portola branch of the San Francisco Public Library, which held a costume drive and giveaway this month, something she says community members look forward to each year. It keeps those costumes out of the landfill and, of course, makes Halloween possible for some low-income families. They're far from the only spot in the Bay Area doing this. So, she says,
Halloween's just a few days away, and we just hope that folks will consider, you know, maybe making a little bit of space to save them for the next year. You know, it'll be here before you know it. And think of the library or other organizations that may be recycling or reusing and swapping these costumes so that, you know, you can bring joy to a kid next year.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.